This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Michael is upon us, and now is the time to seek refuge.
Potentially catastrophic Hurricane Michael at Category 4 strength with winds of about 150 miles an hour about to make landfall in the Florida Panhandle. Governor Rick Scott already looking ahead to what's going to happen after the storm moves through.
As soon as Michael passes, we will have a massive wave of response and support coming down and around the Panhandle.
But Scott's warning people who've decided to ride out the storm in evacuation zones that first responders are not going to come out and help anybody while the storm is raging. President Trump's daughter Ivanka confirming she won't replace Nikki Haley as the U.S. UN ambassador, tweeting that the president will nominate a formidable replacement for Haley, adding, "That replacement will not be me." And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
President Trump will sign two prescription drug bills at the White House today, bills to remove the so-called gag orders on pharmacists. That will free them to inform people when the cash price for a prescription drug is actually lower than it would be through their health insurance policy. Yesterday, the president spoke at a Council Bluffs, Iowa rally about a proposal he's made to allow year-round sales of gasoline with higher blends of the corn-based fuel ethanol, something farmers in many states, including Iowa, have been pushing for.
We are unleashing the power of E15 to fuel our country all year long.
At that rally, the president also urging support for Republican candidates in the midterm elections.
And a vote for Republicans is a vote to reject the Democrat politics of anger, division, and destruction.
President Trump's to meet tomorrow at the White House with rapper Kanye West. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Pope comparing abortion to hiring a hitman. Pope Francis delivering a weekly address in St. Peter's Square today, telling worshipers, quote, "Getting rid of a human being is like resorting to a contract killer to solve a problem." This year, the Pope also formally opposed a bill that would have legalized abortion in his native Argentina. A Georgia man says he had the police called on him last weekend because he was BWB, babysitting while black.
That's crazy.
I know.
Corey Lewis runs a youth mentor program in Cobb County, and he was babysitting two white children on Saturday, ages 6 and 10, friends of the family, when a woman came up to him at Walmart and wanted to talk to the kids and said she was calling the police. The woman later following him around and right into his neighborhood when an officer did show up.
So I got two kids and babysitting. We ate at Subway at Walmart, went and got some gas. She pulled up talking about some, are the kids okay?
This from a video that Lewis made when the cops showed up.
Please explain to the officer who Mr. Lewis is, please.
The children telling the cop that Lewis is a friend of the family, and the children's parents confirmed it later in the day. And Taylor Swift named Artist of the Year at the American Music Awards, winning last night also for Favorite Pop Rock Album, Favorite Pop Rock Female Artist, and Tour of the Year. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And this portion of the show being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, you're not alone, okay? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. It is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Really, not like what you've been told before. You actually get to choose your doctor and hospital with Liberty HealthShare. Starting at $2.99 a month for a single, up to $5.29 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, okay? 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. And, of course, they're linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Jack Owens is going to be joining us here shortly. As you may recall, last time we spoke with him, a little bit of the background. He served for 30 years as a special agent in the FBI from 1969 to 1999. He's conducted dozens of background probes of federal judges. And in his own words, he describes how he probed the allegations into Kavanaugh. And if you recall, as we were talking last time Jack was on the show, you know, I asked him specifically, I said, well, did he go back to high school? Like, oh, yeah, we go all the way back to high school. We check everything out. And so as we have been taught through this whole process, it is not the FBI's job to come to a conclusion. It's a reporting function. The thing that I found most interesting about this whole process is that both sides, Senate Republicans, Democrat Republicans, had a staff of investigators who come with a lot of power and authority. I mean, you know, if you lie to them, it's a felony. That's serious business. So you got to give it to them straight, if you know what I'm talking about. This is why, you know, in some cases that we heard, you know, former friends saying, look it, I don't remember. I don't want to testify. I don't, you know, I don't have anything to add to the situation. I don't recall. I don't know this person, because they knew if they misrepresented or lied and gave a false answer, that they were going to be subject to a felony. You know, but this is the power of the committee itself. And so the question remained throughout all this is, where's the committee? You know, what are they doing? I mean, we hear the Republicans. The Republicans were investigating. As soon as they got wind of any of these allegations, you know, they sent their team out there. You know, talk to Deborah Ramirez. Let's talk to, you know, Ms. Swatnick. You know, let's ask more questions. You know, Dr. Ford says she has eyewitnesses that will corroborate her story. They went with full power and force of the committee, and somebody again, if they misrepresented or lied about it, they could be subject to a felony count against them. So they have a lot of power there. So the Republican side, my understanding, was very proactive in looking into this. The Democrats, meanwhile, they weren't interested in that. They should have done their own research. I mean, we can talk about, you know, what Dianne Feinstein did and what she didn't do. And, of course, with the president's most recent campaign, you know, the locker up now is about Dianne Feinstein. I mean, the people are not happy with Dianne Feinstein for what she did and how she misserved the American people, how she misserved Dr. Ford against her wishes. I don't know if we'll ever find out who leaked it. I mean, it's all suspicious anyway, especially when Dr. Ford herself says she was contacting the media. We still don't know how much she actually shared, if there were the doctor's notes that she shared. She seemed to be very vague about that. She was definitely 100% about Brett Kavanaugh, you know, something that happened 36 years ago, but very vague about, you know, the most current of incidences. Including her travel, which and even not knowing that the committee was willing to fly out to California because she was so concerned. Also, I guess maybe she forgot why she needed the second door. She tried to implicate that the second door was some security measure and peace of mind for her because of what happened allegedly 36 years ago with Brett Kavanaugh. And then we find out that, oh, no, it was a city ordinance deal. They wanted to make some extra money, and you needed to have a second door in order to rent out a bedroom. You know, so all this stuff is, and I don't blame you. You know, I mean, you probably have argued this to no end, with family and, you know, maybe former friends, that you guys don't want to talk about this anymore. But, you know, we've been really put through the ringer and we've kind of been set up in all this. And then, you know, as you've been hearing, we've played a couple times that soundbite from Nancy Pelosi, who talks about the wrap-up smear. I mean, this is her words, okay? This isn't somebody reporting, you know, something. This isn't coming down from the National Enquirer. This is the former speaker herself exposing the strategy of the Democratic Party, this wrap-up smear campaign, that they go out and they make these false accusations. And she's talking to the media. This is what cracks me up. Is she's talking to the media and saying, hey, this is how we use you, basically, is put out this this false story, you know, one of you guys pick it up, and then you report it, and then we ask for an investigation, so more of the media comes in. Now the rest of the media understands, wait a minute, we got a problem here. So they're all now reporting on this this allegation. They don't know that it's false. They're just being used, as AK says, the useful idiots of the mainstream media. So they're duped. And they start putting out their reports about this allegation that didn't happen. You know, the person is falsely accused. Their career is being dragged through the mud. And, you know, the way she laid this out, this is standard operating procedure for the Democratic Party. This is what it's come down to. So they decimate somebody's career. Now, the interesting thing of all this deal, now look back historically. The Republicans didn't play by the rules this time. And, of course, you can thank Donald Trump for that. In the past, GOP leaders would have folded and been in the fetal position at the first smell of any kind of impropriety. I mean, forget about that the judge would say, well, look, I had nothing to do with this. This is totally false. This is character assassination. No, they would have just said, we still want to go through that fight. So we're checking you off the list and we're going to, you know, go for another candidate here. That traditionally is what the Republicans have done. And that's what the Democrats expected. Well, guess what? The Republicans didn't do it. And it's like, so now they've got to really, stay with their Spartacus moment, so to speak, and run the gauntlet here. And in the process of all this, they totally exposed themselves and radicalized their party to such a degree that many Democrats, former Democrats, are going, we don't have a party anymore. You know, it's not that I left the party. It's the party is leaving me. I mean, what do they have to look forward to? I mean, you know, what policies are they touting right now? There's no policies. It's just, you know, we hate Trump And we want to resist until we gain power. That's what this is all about, because this guy, he doesn't deserve to be elected. After all, he didn't win, quote unquote, the popular vote. So, oh yeah, by the way, let's talk about getting rid of the Electoral College, because all because of that old fuddy-duddy system that's worked hundreds of years for this country. Forget about that. Let's throw it in the ash heap of history and get rid of it, because it's all about the popular vote. As if that's not going to bring a whole new ball of wax and all kinds of unintended consequences. More to be discussed. Jack Owens, we're waiting on him. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide, or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Mike is fresh and independent 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I don't know if it's just a hurricane or what's going on, you know, whatever, if it's influencing phone lines. So we've had a little bit of a challenge getting a hold of Jack. I just spoke with him, and hopefully we're going to be able to connect him here momentarily. Jack writes, to paraphrase Winston Churchill, democracy is not perfect, but it's better than anything in second place. Hear, hear. The FBI is also not perfect, but it is superb in interviewing, especially with background investigations of federal judges at stake. In this case, it's whether Judge Brett Kavanaugh is qualified to sit as a justice in the Supreme Court. This is part of an article and column that was written by Jack Owens, a former FBI official who served for 30 years as a special agent in the FBI from 1969 to 1999. Conducted dozens of background probes of federal judges. In his own words, he describes how he'd probe the allegations, and I guess we're still having frustrating phone connection problems. Okay, we do have him. Jack Owens joins us now. Jack, sorry for all the electronic issues. I don't know if it's the hurricane issue that we're dealing here in the East Coast or not, but I'm glad that we're able to connect here. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, sir.
Thank you, Bill. I'm flattered to be on your show again. I appreciate it.
Well, here we go. Are we okay? Are we still connected, or we just got to...
We're on my cell phone now, which sounds... fine.
Right.
I hope you're okay.
All of a sudden, we just had some whistles coming down the line, but that's okay, Jack. Let's go ahead and get into this. The column that you wrote, you said, here's how I would investigate the Kavanaugh allegations. Explain to our audience so that they can have some understanding, because unfortunately, there was a lot of misunderstanding and misreporting about what the FBI does and does not do, especially over, you know, this controversy of now Justice Kavanaugh.
Yes, I understand. First of all FBI background investigations for judicial nominees, especially for the Supreme Court, they all have deadlines, Bill. Usually it runs about a month. I've done dozens of these investigations. The Bureau can do an investigation in a week. And in terms of what I would have done, I haven't seen the White House mandate on where the investigation could go. I would have interviewed both principals, that is, Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford, to get some additional information and then branch out with that information to numerous other interviews. The Bureau has 56 field offices and can pour significant resources into an investigation this important. It's of national importance to get this done, and that's why the FBI is built to do this.
Right. Well, Jack, people questioned, of course, the big question came from primarily Dr. Ford's attorneys, is that she wasn't interviewed. But to your point, you would have gone and interviewed her again, even though both principals, Judge Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford, gave over 3 hours each of sworn testimony to the Senate.
Yes. I realize how very good the Senate staffs are. I've seen that over the decades. Mm-hmm. But FBI agents are trained foremost to do these kind of interviews. And it's very different, Bill, to sit down with an agent than it is with simply sit down with a staffer. Perhaps, I know I'm biased about this, mm-hmm. I think the FBI can do more research and get an interview structured far better for looking down the road of who we want to interview beyond the principals. Bill, think of interviews as a bouquet of circles. Mm-hmm. You're bullseyeing the circles your first interview, say, with Dr. Ford, and you branch out from there, and pretty soon you've got a whole field of circles. You have one leads to another, and you have scores of people you should interview. I had questions for Dr. Ford and questions for Judge Kavanaugh I would have used to branch out to other interviews. And then, You know, you come back to them. You come back to Judge Kavanaugh. You come back to Dr. Ford with the information you have learned. The Bureau can do this in a matter of days, hours, if required. The Bureau will do it.
Right. Yeah, you said that routinely this could be easily done within a week, and a week was given do the additional investigation. This would amounted for Judge Kavanaugh, his seventh FBI background check. You say there were some specific questions. Can you tell us what that would be?
Well, I would have zeroed in, say, with Dr. Ford. We need to narrow down the time limit of her allegation, perhaps in coordination with Judge Kavanaugh's excellent calendar, which was detailed. We could get a timeline, perhaps, Bill, perhaps in July 1982. And one of the ways to narrow that focus is to have the employment records for Mark Judge Safeway.
Right. Yes, right.
And she thinks it was 6 to 8 weeks after the event that she ran into him in Safeway. Bill, I wanted to point out for your listeners, as an agent, I was very suspicious of interviewing people who did not have gaps in their memory. Heck, I can't remember what I did last Thursday. And to go back to 1982 was very difficult for both Judge Kavanaugh and for Dr. Ford. They both, or she did, particularly had gaps in her memory. And the Bureau understands that agents take that into account. But I would have gone to those employment records at Safeway. Also, Bill, I might add this. The Bureau needs to narrow down who took a 15-year-old Dr. Ford, a young girl who didn't drive, who took her to the party, and who picked her up. Because she left the party after the event, and she was rushed. She wanted to get out of the house, so she was early. If she had a ride lined up, it wouldn't have been there yet.
Exactly. Yeah.
We need to narrow down that timeline, and the Bureau can do it. And time is not a factor. We have the agents to do it.
Exactly. Well, Jack, what about Nancy Pelosi, the former leader's call to put in a FOIA request to get the 302 notes from these FBI agents? Is that going to happen? Is that realistic?
I don't know what's in the report. FD-302s, as you know, are the form that we use, that the Bureau uses when it's going to go outside the FBI. Mm-hmm. And if you write up a report, you're going to have a synopsis page, the front page, and then behind that, you're going to have these 302s. I don't know what Congress is going to see when Nancy Pelosi asked for the 302s. I thought that they would be in the report, that she could see the raw interviews. Apparently, she didn't see them. I don't know how to explain that.
Well, she's not part of the Senate Judiciary Committee. From what my understanding was, is the leader, maybe the president, but this was information reserved for the Senate Judiciary Committee, not the the leaders at large. Maybe my misunderstanding, but we'll have to see how that plays out.
You have a good understanding. In terms of how, say, those in the Senate, both parties who saw
Jack, I'm sorry, we're out of time, but I look forward to talking further about this. Jack Owens, former FBI official. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Right.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of
the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Michael is upon us, and now is the time to seek refuge.
Potentially catastrophic Hurricane Michael at Category 4 strength with winds of about 150 miles an hour about to make landfall in the Florida Panhandle. Governor Rick Scott already looking ahead to what's going to happen after the storm moves through.
As soon as Michael passes, we will have a massive wave of response and support coming down and around the Panhandle.
But Scott's warning people who've decided to ride out the storm in evacuation zones that first responders are not going to come out and help anybody while the storm is raging. President Trump's daughter Ivanka confirming she won't replace Nikki Haley as the U.S. UN ambassador, tweeting that the president will nominate a formidable replacement for Haley, adding, "That replacement will not be me." And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
America, good to have you along with us. Just about 27 minutes before the top of the hour. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, just having fun. I guess, you know, as Hurricane Michael is, you know, coming into the panhandle there. Of course, we're praying for Carl Gallops and, you know, the family of believers there in the panhandle. You know, Carl told me long ago, he goes, yeah, this is Hurricane Alley. And, you know, we're looking at a Cat 4 impact of this Hurricane Michael, you know, coming upon the coastline there. And Governor Scott has pretty much said, look, if you haven't evacuated, you know, hunker down, you know, get to a shelter right away. I mean, this is going to be, I guess, you know, much worse than expected. And we'll have to, you know, see how this this plays out. But it's, you know, not only Florida, but into Georgia and South Carolina. All the way out is just going to just run right through you know, a lot of population and create all kinds of havoc. This is a very powerful storm, and it will go through hard and fast is what they're telling us. So we'll see how that plays out. Once again, we find ourselves, because of phone opportunities, as they would say, trying to get a hold of Dan Gaynor, who's the Vice President of Business and Culture for Media Research Center. And he's reporting on, you know, Google's emotion and animus. I mean, again, this is all adding to this culture of opposition that has gotten to be so uncivil and I think very dangerous. I would agree with Rand Paul that, you know, we keep being very loose with the language and it's unrestrained. What next? Is it going to take something where, you know, somebody gets murdered over, you know, this animus that's happening in our culture right now and these political differences that we have to work out? But, you know, here we're already concerned about big tech and the influence and its anti-conservatism viewpoint, though Mark Zuckerberg and others would want you to say, no, hey, we're concerned about a level playing field. Well, you know, it's there seems to be little indication to give you any sense of confidence that, you know, there's any acceptance. We're not even asking, you know, for pro-conservatism, but look at give conservative values and conservative voices the same level of respect that you give for the side of the liberals. But what's happening here is that, according to this latest report, is you've got a design lead, Dave Hoge from Google, tweeting out, "You are finished, GOP. You polished the final nail for your coffins." It's not civil, okay? This is dangerous. He goes on to tweet, you know, "F you all to hell. I hope the last image is burned into your slimy, evil, treasonous retinas or millions of women laughing and clapping and celebrating as your souls descend into the flames." I mean, this is the kind of rhetoric? I mean, this brings civility to the conversation? I don't think so. Dan Gaynor is with us right now, as I mentioned, the VP of Business and Culture for the Media Research Center. Dan, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. This is just astonishing how bad things have turned so quickly with the social media companies.
Right.
I don't know if you know.
Well, I was just reading the tweet to everybody, the design lead, Dave Hoge, tweeted that, you know, in the piece that you've given to me. I mean, this is dangerous rhetoric that's being spilled out there.
Yeah, it's the kind of rhetoric that you would find in countries where things go bad fairly fast. Kind of rhetoric you would seen from the brown shirts in the 1930s in Germany. Mm-hmm. The kind of rhetoric you would see in Rwanda before the genocide involving the Hutus and the Tutsis. It's scary. And to know that this is staffers from the most powerful company in the entire world.
Exactly.
Because they can, I mean, if Google decides that you don't exist, you don't exist.
Right.
It's 92% or something of all searches. How are you supposed to exist if Google decides you don't exist? It is, you become, in Orwellian terms, a non-person.
And this is indicative of a culture, and this has been our concern from day one, Dan, when we first started talking about how they were squelching conservative viewpoint. And, you know, Mark Zuckerberg came to the Hill to talk about, you know, some sort of, you know, objectivity and that sort of thing, which I thought was very laughable because, you know, we all know birds of a feather flock together, and the culture there, particularly in the West, is so well established. It is anti-conservative. There's no doubt about it. So how are you going to hire somebody as a conservative into the organization to have any influence whatsoever on the established culture? I mean, that person's not going to last long.
Well, and it's not just that. We keep seeing examples of how bad things have gotten. Breitbart has a very good story posted last night about a leaked Google briefing that
yes.
You know, basically calls for the abandonment of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
it really makes the debate between free speech versus safety, and that these tech companies increasingly are choosing safety over freedom.
Mm.
And that's just an absolutely terrifying place to be.
Well, it's rather treasonous, is it not? I mean, can we call it what it is? I mean, to, you know, speak out like this. I mean, I'm a First Amendment guy. I'm all for it. But when you are amping up the rhetoric and you're weaponizing these vehicles, like, as you say, Google, and you have this kind of influence that, you know, really amounts to a monopoly. And, I think even Mark Zuckerberg had to admit that it is a monopoly. I mean, it is begging to be broken up. Because you can't allow, you know, these media influencers to have a command of the market to the degree. I mean, I'm from the old school where the FCC monitored, I got to tell you, Dan, where they monitored the amount of radio stations and media outlets that any organization could control. You know, they since have let their guard down, considering when I first, you know, got involved in the media back in the, what, latter 60s and 70s. But now, I mean, here it is, all in social media between Google and Facebook and Twitter. You know, the odds are really stacked up against conservatives.
Yeah, and they're stacked up in scary ways. I mean, in the last just a couple weeks, we've seen the release of a document that indicated that Google staffers tried to fix the presidential election in 2016. Mm-hmm. We saw how they reacted when they lost.
Exactly.
This big Google meeting, we've seen examples of Google misbehavior. We've seen how Google doesn't want to work with the Defense Department anymore, but seems willing to work with the authoritarians in China. This is supposed to be a company that's based in the United States. You
right.
would never know it.
Well, but, you know, this is the kind of, you know, the thought. It's one thing to have thoughts, but then to be able to speak out the words in such a way, even the things that Hillary Clinton had to say the other night. I mean, it just adds danger to this powder keg that's getting ready to explode. And I find it quite rich that she was the one that brought this up in the debates with Donald Trump. And she is the very one that's doing the very thing that she accused Donald Trump of wanting to do.
Yeah, the idea is civility is that they're only civility when they take the charge. That's basically the position she's took. That's scary.
Well, the weaponizing of the Democratic Party has been going on for quite a while. We've seen it in action. And I think more than anything, this, you know, through this process with the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh, it's quite revealing. I'm just hoping that Main Street America and the people that really care about our Constitution have their eyes wide open and they're willing to vote accordingly.
Well, I certainly always hope people vote for the most conservative candidates since we work for a nonpartisan organization.
Right.
But ultimately I'm certainly afraid for the future of our society and our culture if we can't be free.
We got to leave it there. Thank you, Dan Gaynor.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's Mom, Dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
A pretty night, I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice, let me testify. A pretty night, cause this is do or die. Time has come to make a choice. And I choose. Let it move, let it move.
Hey, keeping the blood circulating, that's what it's all about. Get moved, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Anthony LaSquadra joins us now. He is the founder, director of Intaction. He founded the organization in an effort to give children a voice over their body autonomy and to raise awareness on the importance of an intact body. Anthony, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me on your show.
Good to have you here to talk about what has become a bit of a controversy, and that has to do with circumcision, and we're finding that the rates have dropped sharply in the U.S. Why are men opting out on circumcision these days? Or, you know, for that matter, usually, you know, it's the young boys that are circumcised, you know, shortly after birth.
Yeah, men that are intact are deciding not to get circumcised, and parents of newborns are deciding not to do that to their sons, because people are realizing that foreskin is actually very important and functional anatomical tissue that nature put on our bodies. I mean, it's in our DNA. It's part of who we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, break it down. Help our audience understand the medical benefits and the health concerns pertaining to circumcision.
Well, I mean, the benefits of foreskin is that, you know, we say that the foreskin has four powers, which is pleasure, protection, lubrication, and connection. You know, the foreskin has like over 20,000 specialized nerve endings in it that nature put there for a very good reason. It's very functional. And it protects the end of the penis the same way your eyelid protects your eye.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, in understanding that, I mean, you know, some go off of, you know, some religious, you know, previous religious beliefs. You know, certainly we knew it in terms of the Jewish religion and the call of God to have a child circumcised. And, of course, this was greatly identified with the Jewish faith. And then as it came west, you know, it started to be included because some saw that as a health benefit. But you're saying now there's a contraindication to that.
Yeah, well, you know, Europe, for thousands of years, Europeans have never embraced circumcision for any of these health reasons or whatever. And every medical association in Europe, pediatric association, medical association, has said that this is all it's bunk. There are no benefits. Europeans are almost wholly intact, like 99%, and they have less health issues, less STDs, less incidence of HIV infection than Americans do. So these benefits are really what we call a red herring.
Right. Well, the loudest argument, as you say, against circumcision is that many believe it's medically unnecessary and a form of genital mutilation without a person's consent. In fact, according to a recent YouGov survey, only 33% of 18 to 29-year-olds feel that male children should be routinely circumcised.
Well, you know, that mirrors what we find in speaking to people. Younger people are looking at this information objectively. They're not invested in these decisions of the past. And they're saying that this, you know, this is the way nature designed our bodies to be. Why would we want to change it?
What has caused this, what you might call a seismic negative shift in men's perception about circumcision?
Well, I think, first of all, Americans overall are looking for a more natural and healthy way of living their life, you know. So they see foreskin as part of that. I think there's more access to information that we never had in the past. Like, for instance, my parents or perhaps your parents, they basically had to take what the doctor said at face value. But today people can research things online. There's a lot of discussion about this on social media, discussion with their friends. I think people are more open about talking about these issues now than they have been in the past. It's not verboten to speak about this type of stuff.
Right.
And, you know, when they talk about this, you know, and they're realizing, they're getting the information and saying what we've done in the past is really crazy.
For you as the founder and director of Intaction, intaction.org, what was your motivation in finding the organization?
Well, you know, even as a child, when I went to Italy and I went to Florence and I saw these Renaissance statues and sculptures, and their penises looked different than what I saw as American penises. And I didn't understand what the difference is. And then when I was in the military later on in life, some of my mates were intact.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I wondered why they were different than,
right,
than many of the rest of us. And I started to look into this, and I saw, I started to realize how the medical industry was pushing this on Americans. And, you know, it seemed like they were more interested in their insurance reimbursements and their profits than they were about the future of American baby boys and what their sex life was really going to be later on in life.
Mm.
And I felt like somebody needed to speak up about this. And if I couldn't do it, who else could? So I founded Intaction to give really the next generation a voice about the autonomy of their own bodies.
Mm-hmm. And in doing that, now, how long has Intaction been around?
I've been doing this over 10 years. I've spoken internationally. I've traveled internationally, conferences. We run events on a regular basis where we interact with the public. We're very big on social media and online. And it's been really such a positive interaction we have with the public. You know, I have parents that come up to me and they thanked us for being out there and getting this information out. And we get this on a regular basis. And it's so satisfying to me to know that we're changing people's lives for the better.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what I was going to ask you in terms of the response, because as you say, I mean, we don't talk about circumcision every day. I mean, what we do hear about is some of the genital mutilation that's been going on in certain cultures these days. But, you know, considering, you know, circumcision along that course and now taking, you know, new information that we have today, you know, scientific information as well as anecdotal, you know, it really adds credence to Intaction, does it not?
Oh, I mean, absolutely it does. You know, there's cases going on in our country right now about female genital mutilation. It's been going on behind closed doors, and people are being prosecuted for that. And people are learning about male genital cutting, which is another way of saying circumcision. And some people, you know, are tying those two things together in their mind, saying what we do to girls is, and that's illegal and it's wrong.
Right.
But isn't that similar to what we do to boys also?
Well, but yeah, I think maybe similar to a degree, but definitely more invasive for a young girl, is it not? I mean, when you talk about genital mutilation of these young girls that's taking place, as we say, in specific cultures, even here domestically in the United States, which is problematic because, you know, we start dealing with, you know, religious issues. And I believe our government is still trying to get its brain around some of this stuff.
Yeah, it is. You know, female genital mutilation is a spectrum of things that are done to little girls. It could range anything from a nick to more severe forms. So one of the forms is the removal of the clitoral hood, and that's the equivalent of the male foreskin. So there's four different types of female genital mutilation. Different cultures practice different variations of those things. So it's not one monolithic thing when it comes to female genital. People think, well, female genital mutilation is one thing, like male circumcision is one thing, and it's not. It's a spectrum of things.
Right. Well, and that's a good point. And Anthony, as the founder and director of Intaction, you're talking, I mean, even though we're talking about boys, I mean, you're really championing for women as well for this, aren't you not?
Oh, absolutely. You know, all individuals have a right to an intact body. And when they become adults, when they become 18, we feel, then they can choose whatever they want to do. I mean, like any type of cosmetic procedure, if that's what makes you happy in life, then that's what you should do. But we don't believe it should be done to children because they don't have a right to choose.
Good point. You know, as you noted, the circumcision rates have been dropping sharply in the U.S. Do you see that trend to continue?
We see it continuing, and our mission is to get U.S. rates as low as they are in Europe right now, which is maybe in the 1% or 2% range. So that's what we like to see happen here in the U.S.
And where does it stand right now in the United States?
Well, the last data we have was showing around 56% circumcision rate. But that data is about 5 years old, so we're not really sure where we're at yet. We estimate we're down around 53-54% because it's been dropping about 1-2% per year. But we're waiting for new data to come in to see really where we're at.
Well, Anthony, where can people go, you know, for more information about Intaction?
Well, they should visit our website at intaction.org, INTACTION. And if your listeners think these issues are important to them and they'd like to support our work, then I would say they should visit our website and see what we're about.
Well, Anthony LaSquadra, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the information. And again, they can go to intaction.org, INTACTION.org. And if you should be inclined to donate, all the information is right there. Anthony LaSquadra, the founder and director of intaction.org. Anthony, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care. Have a great day.
Take care, Bill.
You got it. Well, that is a wrap for us, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Past interviews you want to share with your neighbors, listen at your own convenience. You can download and podcast, as they say, any of the interviews and enjoy them. It's our gift to you because you know what it's all about for us. We're givers here. So look forward to seeing you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on this SDG Radio Network.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.